A battle for yes and no votes has been running in Colombia ahead of the referendum on the peace deal with FARC rebels. Despite widespread relief at the end of the bloodshed of the past few decades, the deal has caused divisions in Colombian society. Few citizens have been left untouched by the violence, and now it is up to those same citizens to approve the deal. José Florian, a 59-year-old taxi driver from Bogotá, is unsure which way he will vote, but is inclined to vote no and reject the peace deal.
Pues la paz es muy necesaria para el país, porque hace años vivimos aquí en guerra.
Peace is necessary for the country because we have had war for a very long time. But there should be a peace without impunity. The FARC, which damaged this country, are laughing at the world right now as if they didn't care for the victims, people they left as orphans, without fathers or brothers, without land.
With this peace deal, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has succeeded in bringing an end to the longest-running war in the Western Hemisphere. But not everyone is celebrating. Miguel Eduardo Arenas Cortés, an economics student in Bogotá, says he will vote no.
Nosotros todos queremos la paz. La paz no a cualquier precio como lo está haciendo este gobierno.
We all want peace, but not peace at any cost like this government is doing. They're using public funds to publicize a deal that benefits a few, but not the majority.
A complacerse en ellos y no pensar en el pueblo colombiano.
The former president, Álvaro Uribe, is another fierce opponent of the peace deal. His party, the right-wing Centro Democrático, is the only political party that has openly called for a no vote. Daniel Andrés García is a party campaigner and says they want the government to go back to the negotiating table. Otherwise, he says there will be complete impunity for FARC leaders, including El Paisa, and all other rebels.
Estamos haciendo esta entrevista en Bogotá. Solo a unas cuadras de aquí queda el club El Nogal.
We're doing this interview in Bogotá. A few blocks from here is the Nogal Club, which was targeted by a bomb. The Paisa is the intellectual author of that massacre. He's been sitting at the negotiating table in Havana. We want to forgive him. There's no problem. But has he asked for forgiveness? Is he willing to ask for forgiveness, to give back the resources and the goods he acquired through narco-trafficking and extortion?
The most contentious point by far has been what will happen to the rebels themselves. The deal proposes that FARC members who committed or ordered atrocities but who confess to their crimes will not serve jail time, but rather will carry out community service. For Karen Arteaga, a campaigner for the Yes group, Rodemos el Diálogo, this makes sense. She says studies show prison doesn't work and it only generates more violence.
I think this new way of looking at justice is innovative. I think it can guarantee truth and victim reparation. Justice with alternative sentences, as has been agreed within the accord, doesn't generate impunity. They will be sanctioned and their liberty will be constrained, and that is much better than having them in prison, costing the taxpayer a lot of money.
Colombian President Santos says that if the no vote wins, the peace process ends and the country will have lost its best chance to end the conflict. Karin Zuniga, a psychologist from Bogotá, agrees. She thinks the deal will bring much-needed change to land distribution, the illegal drug business, and political participation.
Es mejor tratar de dialogar, de aprender a.
It's better to try and have a dialogue and learn to resolve conflicts in a responsible way, to recognize each other despite our differences and the diversity of positions. I think with this deal we can grow as a country and as a society. I'm optimistic, despite the arguments of the no campaign.
The winning side will need a majority of ballots cast and at least 13% of registered voters. Most recent polls suggest over 60% of voters will approve the deal, but a third of voters will reject it. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright, reporting from Bogota, Colombia.